So local governments obviously use local and state dollars to do law enforcement. For that reason, the Supreme Court has held that local units cannot be compelled to follow, to enforce federal laws. If the feds would like to enforce federal laws, that's their prerogative and they're supposed to do that. States, however, can, of course, enforce federal laws, but cannot be compelled by the federal government.
Okay, so now that that's all straightened out, many people would not know that and would believe that it is our responsibility to take someone into custody that is not here legally, that swam across the river in Sault Ste. Marie to get in here. Who knows where they came from? They need to go back.
So I introduced a House bill that essentially says if an officer has somebody in custody, whether it be for a DUI or armed robbery or whatever it is, and they do the NICS background check that they do when you bring them into the jail, and they find out we've got some Russian who's wanted with in connection to terrorism charges in the Ukraine or Russia or Canada or wherever, and that officer believes they're a threat to Michiganders' safety and security, this bill would protect them from being fired by their superior officer or a local unit of government for calling in for backup.
Now, what about the communities that they decide they want to be a sanctuary city?
Well, they certainly have that prerogative, and under current law, they have an ability to thumb their nose up at federal laws and completely ignore them. However, if this bill were enacted into law, the officer would not have to fear political retaliation from some politician in a local unit of government who is simply trying to make a name for themselves, probably so they can run for the state house or Congress or president. There's no good reason why, if you have somebody wanted on terrorism charges in China, that we shouldn't be able to call our friends at ICE and let them know, hey, just so you know, we've got this guy in our custody at the Delta County Jail right now. Delta County is not a sanctuary county, and oftentimes they do call ICE. Sometimes they come and pick them up. Sometimes they don't. But our jail administrators and our sheriffs and our local guys and gals that put on that uniform, which is a target on their back every day, should know that the legislature has their back. And if they believe that this person is a threat to the security of our community, they can call in for backup from ICE. And they're going to have our back here at the state level.
Aren't you racial profiling?
Absolutely not. I mean, to say that there would be no illegal there are people in this country illegally of all races, creeds, and nationality. The best thing about America is that we allow legal immigration from all parts of the globe. That is what makes America the best country in the world, because we blend our cultures together and make a better future for our children. But I want to make sure that the folks that are here are coming through and following the laws and aren't criminals from another country, and then we get to decide who we allow to come in. And if this person is a threat to the security of our state and our nation and is wanted on criminal charges in some other country, I don't think that the officers that have them in our jail should be threatened with being fired or demoted because they called for backup from the federal government.